absolutely delighted to sign. You know, I've come from a non-league team in Hendon who did brilliant for me, and it's a big step for me to move into the Football League, League One. But it's a step that I've got to grab and try and work as hard as I can go.
How big a challenge is it for you then?
It's always going to be a big challenge because there's so many steps that I've sort of skipped to get to this level. But I believe I'm good enough, and all I've got to do is just show that I'm ready at the start of pre-season. So that starts now. I've got to get as fit as I can for that first day.
How big a leap do you expect it to be?
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a leap, bit of a big leap. But at the end of the day, I've played men's football and I've done well for sort of 3 or 4 years now. So I've sort of skipped the under-21 football that you do get at some pro clubs. So I believe I can do it, and hopefully I can come in and make a good start, and hopefully go as far as I can.
You started at Fulham, didn't you? You were on the youth books at Fulham, is that right?
Yeah, at a young age I was at Fulham in the elite squad, and we travelled out on tours to sort of Spain and Italy, played against Florentina, Villarreal, teams like that. And at that young age of around 12 to 14, I was really small, and I was sort of like playing wide as a fullback, sometimes on the wing. So I got to 16 and I was still that small, so it was hard for me to make it into the academies and gain a scholarship. So from 16 onwards, I've grown so much. I'm now sort of 6'4", 6'5", and I'm a centre half who just played through men's football. So it might have benefited me just to get straight into men's football, but I'd have to see how that plans out in the next few months.
Of course, but this is your first pro contract. What does that mean to you to be a professional footballer now?
Yeah, it's massive. It's always been my dream to be a professional footballer. I thought I'd had my time a few years ago. I thought it was going to be very hard to sort of work my way up, but getting to Hendon, working under Gary at Hendon and Scott, they really made me believe myself again, and all the players down there. So that was a big move for me, and I'm raring to go now.
What were you doing? Obviously, you're still only 19, but were you working as well, or were you studying outside of that?
Yeah, I was working for the family business that was doing like electric blinds and stuff. So it was always easy on any of the away games to get a bit of time off and just shoot off to the away games. So that worked in my favour. But obviously now that's the end of that, and I've just got to focus on my football.
So now the family have got to go find a new member of staff, is what you say?
yeah, that's right. They've got to recruit someone else, and there's no more family members left. So that'd be someone else.
Well, speaking of recruitment, when did you first learn of interest from Scunthorpe United?
Probably a few weeks back now, maybe three, four weeks, and just before I went on the England sea trip. And obviously, the Hendon player final was brought back quite a lot due to the problems they had there. So I just had to focus on the end of the season with Hendon, and obviously the England thing, and then as soon as I got back from the England duty, I knew I had to sort it out, and I'm now delighted to finally sign with Scunthorpe, and it's a lot of weight off my shoulders because there's a lot of phone calls going on throughout the last sort of month or two.
Well, I can imagine, because the club themselves have said there's been competition from other clubs as well. Where could you have gone?
Yeah, there was quite a few League Two clubs that I was talking with, one of them being Wickham, but I was on trial at Luton earlier on in the season, but Scunthorpe, I came down, and I liked the look of it, and I thought that would be the best move for me for progression as well.
What sold it to you?
It's just the all round club. Obviously, I spoke to Mark, and they, considering it's a club that's a lot further up north than Hendon, so it shows that they did want me, as they've travelled quite a way down to come and watch me on several occasions. So I just felt that would be the best move for me progression wise, and obviously it's League One, so it's the highest sort of offer I had at the time. So that's sort of what done it for me.
But listening to your accent, you obviously are a southern boy, and you said Wickham and Luton were clubs that were interested. Was it a big decision to break away from the south and come up north for this?
Yeah, it was always going to be a big decision. Obviously, I'll be moving up there now and staying up there, but I think I always expected something like that to come in football. So whatever it had taken for me to get as far as I can in football, I would have done. So if that's moving, it's moving, and I haven't got a problem with that.
What are your expectations then?
Yeah, my aim is to come in and do all I can to be in and around the first team. If it means I'm on the bench for a part of the season, that's how it is. I've just got to keep working as hard as I can to put myself in the manager's thoughts, and that starts at pre-season. I've got to go in. As a non-league player, I'm not expecting to walk into any side in the Football League, but I've got to show a level of intensity and hopefully stand out and make a good impression.
Have you been given any assurances?
I haven't. I sort of felt that the case was always going to be wherever I did make it in the Football League, that it's up to me now. It's up to me to get myself there. And I've got to work harder than anyone to get where I want to be and in around the first team.
Do you know much about the club?
Only from I know they've dipped out of League 2, League 1 and even the Championship a few years ago. They've had some successful players like Gary Hooper, for example, and that's what I aspire to be like. I just want to play as high as I possibly can, and I think Scunthorpe can help me do that.
I was going to say, Gary Hooper being a prime example, you think about where he was in his career. Do you look at someone like that and see what the club have done, albeit under different management, and use that as inspiration to develop your own career?
Yeah, of course. It's always good to hear names like that that have been at a club and moved on. So even the likes of Jamie Vardy and Charlie Austin have all been through non-league and are now getting England call-ups. That's always got to be my highest ambition, and it is, and whatever I can do to get near it, I will.
Well, you've had experience. You said it yourself, didn't you, of the international, albeit England C. What did that experience do for you as a player?
Yeah, to be honest, it was something I hadn't really experienced before, like that before. All the facilities, the members of staff, they all do it the professional way, and it was an unbelievable experience. Unfortunately, I can't be doing that anymore now, but I've got to aim higher now and see if I can get anywhere near England again.
Of course, and there are always opportunities to do that as you progress your career. How much confidence do you have that you can? People might say a League One player at the moment, a young lad coming into Scunthorpe United, it's a bit of a pipe dream. How focused are you and how goal-orientated are you to make that a reality?
That's always going to be my highest ambition. It's hard to be speaking about that after I've just only recently got the move to Scunthorpe, but that's always your dream, and all I've got to do is just be able to work hard to get some game time, and we never know what's going to happen from there. So as long as I perform and I get my chance, then hopefully it can take me in the right direction.